Dear small group leaders, it was a great Palm Sunday at Christchurch today. The message videos are available at christchurchsl.org/sermons. The discussion guides of When the City Was Stirred and the leaders' tips for this week are available on the smallgroupleaders.net site or in the Small Group Leader weekly email. Please send a friendly email reminder about your meeting this week to your group members. And be sure to include the discussion guide and the link to the sermon videos. Here are the leader tips for this week. Number one, the post-participation survey for new people in small groups. Earlier in the semester, we asked all new people to fill out an anonymous survey using an ID passphrase they would create at the top. Last week and this week, I am attaching a follow-up survey form for them again to have and to fill out to indicate how participating in a small group is impacting their remembering and applying the weekly sermon messages in their lives. So please print and distribute and collect the follow-up post-participation surveys for those who filled out the first one, requesting that they write the same passphrase ID on this one that they used on the last one so that we can connect the two and compare them while keeping it an anonymous survey experience. Leader tip two, winter semester end survey for all small group participants. For those of you who did not do a pre-participation survey earlier in the semester, because you are already a part of a sermon-based small group for some time, don't feel left out. I have a general feedback survey page with open-ended questions so that all the small group participants have the chance to offer their feedback about their experience. This will help serve to improve our small group ministry and inform the group leader about their intentions for the next semester. So please print and hand out and collect these surveys labeled Semester End Survey for all small group participants. Note, if they are doing a follow-up anonymous survey, they don't need to do the semester end survey too. It was already included at the end of the follow-up survey. Leader tip three, what's next? The spring mini-mester? Having a 10 to 11 week semester in the fall and a 10 to 11 week winter semester, as well as a 5 to 6 week spring mini-mester, helps give time frames of commitment for participants. This is particularly helpful in recruiting new members to the group at the transition points of a new semester by adding an expiration date on their commitment. Since the end of our winter semester commitment is this Sunday, now is a good time to talk with your group about the group schedule for after Easter. This offers them the opportunity to announce their plans to either sit out the next semester or to re-up their commitment to participate and consider inviting somebody new to the group in the upcoming semester. After the spring mini-mester, your group is free to continue meeting weekly if you wish to, but many find that their summer vacation and travel schedules make it difficult to have enough people for a good-sized discussion group and choose to have monthly summer fellowship events instead. Leader tip four, Easter at Christchurch. Please consider inviting neighbors, coworkers, or friends to Easter services at Christchurch, especially if you get the feeling that they are not attending a church somewhere else. If they are, well, there's no harm in asking anyway, right? There are invite cards at the welcome table in the gathering hall if you would like to make use of them. Also, we're encouraging those who are comfortable walking to park in the extra parking lots across the street by the middle school tennis courts or next door by the Little League baseball fields to free up more spots for our guests to use in the main parking lots. This also helps with traffic flows in and out of the parking lots on a busy Sunday. Also, in the town square at Jupiter Restaurant, we're having a 7 a.m. sunrise Easter service. We invite you to bring a chair and come and support this outreach event through Easter worship. Hope you can join us for one of these Easter services, as well as our special services during the week with Maundy Thursday at 7 p.m. in the Family Life Center and the Good Friday service at 7 p.m. in the sanctuary. I hope you all have great small group meetings this week and talking about our Messiah and Lord who stirred up the city on that first Palm Sunday long ago. I believe that as we surrender our confusion and our wishes and our pains and our sins to Him, we find true Christian hope that is far greater than anything we could imagine. As we journey through Holy Week together as a community, I pray that Christian hope would become more and more real to you and all in your group, all the way into our celebration of its inauguration in the resurrection of Christ on Easter Sunday. May God bless you all. Bye-bye.